you. Maybe it's a low wall, maybe it's a high wall. Maybe it's a thin wall, maybe it's a thick wall. But unless you can say there is no wall around me, you can benefit greatly by seriously thinking about what you're holding back and what's the benefit of holding back. My suggestion to you is none, no benefit. Just a false feeling of security. Just a feeling like somehow you're protected. Somehow everything is okay, not precarious. But you know what? Existence is precarious. You're not protected. You're not secure. You never have been, you never will be. Existence is more open and alive than that. Every moment is dangerous. But that statement shouldn't scare you because it's a statement about the past. Every moment you've ever lived has been dangerous. So, you made it, right? You got through it. Nothing too terrible has happened, even when terrible things happened. So consider that. Consider that when I say to you, life is dangerous, existence is dangerous, I don't mean the future. If you're 35, I mean the last 35 years. If you're 50, I mean the last 50 years. So what does that say about the future? It's not going to be any more dangerous than it's been so far. And yet here you are. Intact, good enough, no matter what's wrong with you, good enough, no matter what you think is wrong with you, good enough, no matter what other people tell you is wrong for you, about you, with you, good enough. If you weren't good enough, and if it wasn't good enough, existence would have got rid of you already. Never listen to anyone who wants to tell you what's wrong with you. They're expressing their own sickness. It's no one's business what's wrong with you, not even yours. And I'm not saying there isn't plenty wrong with you. There's plenty wrong with everybody. So what? That's how God made you. Who are you to argue? Who are you to judge? And how dare anybody else judge you? Even for a second, even in a small way. Reject it. Even if they're right, reject it. You have enough judgment, you have enough self-judgment, you have enough condemnation that you carry with you. You have enough criticisms have been given to you in your lifetime. You don't need more, no matter how valid. And no matter how valid they sound, they're just somebody else's idea. Don't take them on so readily. Don't believe them so quickly. They may be right, I'm not saying they're not, but you don't need it. Existence didn't create you to be criticized.